At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
AI chatbots are drawing in teenage boys who use them for therapy, companionship and relationships, according to new research. Over a third of those surveyed said they were considering the idea of an AI friend amid growing concern about the rise of AI therapists and girlfriends. Joining me now to discuss is psychologist Tara Logan Buckley. Tara, good evening. I suppose when we're talking about these, just give me, like, is this just a chat that they're talking to? Is it something that looks like another person? What actually is it?
It's completely what you want it to be. So these kind of large language models have been set up. There are specific ones out there that mimic, let's say you might have a celebrity crush on someone. So, you know, it's that person, it's their voice, it's their tone, it's how they look. There's other ones where you can create your ideal image of somebody. And then there's other ones where literally there's no image of the person. It's purely just conversational, like the likes of your ChatGPT or your Claude or your Gemini or things like that. But there are specific ones that are tailored out there to design the avatar that you want.
Okay, and how prevalent is it? This is obviously a survey done in the UK, and it says that teenage boys in particular, they're quite drawn to these because they can talk to them, I suppose, in a way maybe they feel they can't, their parents or friends.
Absolutely. So if we look at some of the statistics, and this is an area that's rapidly evolving and growing, like we've seen massive percentages of this increasing even in the last 12 to 18 months. So it's quite frightening. 64% of children in the UK actually use chatbots at the moment. And many of those actually treat them like real people. And one of the kind of statistics that really stood out to me when they looked at adolescents within the US, 31% of the people in that survey said that it's actually more satisfying to have an AI chat box or a relationship than it is actually talking to people in real life. Mm. That's a quarter saying that they prefer the use of AI over real social connections. That is extremely concerning.
And did it delve into why they find that more satisfying?
Yeah, there's a few different things, I suppose. Like if we think about males in particular, you know, we've spent decades telling boys not to show emotion, you know, and then all of a sudden something comes along that listens to them without judgment. It never rejects them. It validates them instantly. They're going to be drawn to it. If we think about it, they're all about rewards. They're all about that dopamine hit. And these chatbots, first of all, they're filling the gap they're created. Like we don't have enough space is for boys to talk openly about loneliness, rejection, anxiety, all those things they face in those adolescent years. So what AI...
We seem to have lost Tara there. Her line has gone down. You're back. Sorry, yeah. you cut out for a second there, Tara.
Sorry.
I think you were midpoint of saying that AI, I suppose, not to interpret what you were saying, but effectively, AI doesn't say no. It's not going to challenge you in any conversation.
Absolutely. It's designed to be completely subservient or to be submissive all of the time to you. So it's never going to argue with you. It's never going to challenge with you. You're never going to have that repair and that rupture that we would have in those real life relationships. And if we think about it at a time of that development phase, particularly for boys, where they're afraid of judgment, they might have social anxiety, they might be afraid of being rejected by someone that they fancy. AI is the solution for all of those things because they're not going to experience any of that.
Mm. I suppose it's hard to find a balance because when you said was it 64% of children were used or engaged with a chatbot, and like some of that you can see as fine and healthy. It's basically the new Google. You're looking up stuff for a project or whatever. Do you know what I mean? There's an element of healthy AI, but there's also it's very hard to find that boundary, isn't it? Because the entire internet is available at the fingers of this chatbot in a way that we might otherwise try to restrict access for children through smartphone blockers or whatever else.
Yeah, that's it. They're there everywhere now. Like, if you even think about some of the things that you normally use, like your WhatsApp, for example, that for me was always just a messaging service. I can go in now and it's got AI. The exact same with Facebook, the same with anything that we're using. And if we think about it, the youth of today, particularly the adolescents, they're the first generation that have grown up with phones since they were children. You know, we've never had that. So technology to them has always been evolving, and it still is. And I know there's talks about, for example, banning these AI bots, but that's not the answer as well. I think that's too hard. I think there's a massive area here where we've really missed. And that's like the emotional space for young adolescents, but also that digital literacy. I think that's the really important part here, is to teach people about actually, this is what's healthy. This isn't what's healthy. This is one of the consequences that can happen. These are the things that keep you safe. I feel that we're not in that space yet enough as a society where we're teaching people actually the safety of online, particularly with, I suppose, such the influx of using these chat boxes.
Yeah, how do you get to that point? Because if they're already, a lot of teenagers are already to the position where they find talking to a chatbot more rewarding, they're hardly going to then want to hear from their teacher or even their parents about how chatbots are the devil.
Yeah, I agree with you. And it mightn't be necessarily framing them as the devil, that actually they have their place. Sometimes what I've seen quite interesting is like the role playing. I've often sat down with young people and role played what chat box can do, and actually show them, well, okay, let's us challenge one. Like, let's pretend it's your parent and let's challenge it to see how it never challenges you. And sometimes it's about explaining, you know, that real developmental phase that young people are in, and that actually it's really healthy to have disagreements. It's really healthy maybe to feel anxious at times. It's really healthy actually to experience rejection. This is where we develop resilience. It's where we develop emotional maturity. It's where we develop empathy as well. And sometimes younger people, they don't understand that actually in adolescence, that's the prime time for all of these things. And sometimes we think, oh, well, we can't be going deep with them. They're actually really intelligent, the youth of today. And sometimes if we have that real open and honest conversation with them, saying, well, look, actually, I think it's really great that you've something to talk to that makes you feel this way. What about actually if we still do our hobbies, we do our sports, we still try to connect with, like, you know, other teenagers outside of that? Because that was the big thing since the post-pandemic, was a lot of children were in isolation because they couldn't go out. A lot of their socializing went to all online. And for a lot of young people, it stayed that way. So we, as I suppose parents or as friends or as teachers, we really need to actually re-encourage that socializing again with youths that may have not been there since the pandemic times.
So finally, and briefly, if you can, if you were to give one bit of advice to parents who are probably already overloaded, but might be just a little bit concerned about their child is engaging with these chatbots or is a bit withdrawn, what your number one tip to sort of break into that bubble?
My number one tip would simply be just an open-ended question. You know, what do you get from talking to this AI bot? And actually find it out, because you'd be so surprised at what that one question can give you back. I talked to it because I feel lonely. I talked to it because it doesn't judge me. I talked to it because it understands me. And even if they use one of those words, you now have an area that you can say, okay, well, actually, if my child isn't feeling heard or understood, or they're feeling judged, or they're anxious, that's a way for me to be able to help support in that area. So that one open-ended question can actually give you so much information about maybe the area that your child needs support with.
Psychologist Tara Logan Buckley, thanks so much for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.